Good afternoon, American Fork High School. This is David Morris from Reno, Nevada. We're here at a very wet Nebo Tournament of Bands on September the 27th. It's going to be my privilege and my pleasure to evaluate your performance today in the area of music general effect. I hope the comments I offer to you will be of some help as you progress through the competitive season, and wish you the very best of luck in your performance today. I'll be back with you right when we're ready to go. Okay, here we go. Yeah, nice flute solo with just the right amount of accompaniment by the keyboard choir. Yeah, that little bit of vibrato really warms that up, makes that very nice. I really like the way we throw the motive back and forth across 35 yards of the field. Nice impact. Oh yeah, coming back down and never slightly come back up. Yeah, oh that just is really makes it rich and warm. Very appropriate balance of support with the battery here. Okay, good control of time with the retard into the big statement here. Yeah, spice that up there, Mellophones. That's great. All right. Nice moment for you. Oh, I love that tuba lick in there. That's so cool. Oh, great interplay between the keyboards and the woodwinds and all right there. Easy bass drums. I'm really trying. Not sure what I was supposed to listen to right there. Yeah, that little crescendo into that really made that come off. It really set it up well for us. Oh yeah, I like the way that really kind of went across the 50 there from one side to the where it picked up with more of the tenors at the end of that. Oh, so cool, so cool. I might try and do just a little nuance on that trumpets at the end. Oh, yeah, great demand there. Yeah, keep it light, tubas. Don't press that. Oh, great fill out of the bass drums. Yeah, Mellows. Statement was a little top heavy for me. I really think if we could have just a little bit more of the low brass, even though your stage backfield compared to the trumpet voice, it could just really give it a little fullness, because we've already set up the symphonic sound idea, and I really think I would keep with that a little bit more. This is really nice front ensemble work. Solo, good tempo change, nice control. Very appropriate balance with the battery percussion to everybody else. That's really, really well appreciated by this judge. Yeah, just a little bit of clarity issue right there. Let's be careful. Yeah, trombones, good. Yeah, that could be just a little clearer in terms of how we're addressing that from an articulation standpoint, trombones. Particularly as you're moving further and further, you know, outboard. Great field coverage, good ensemble sound. Great control of the tempo. Good front ensemble. I like the way we're putting the interlude between the front ensemble and the battery as each element, snares, quads, and basses came through there. That gave us a much more interesting overall texture of sound to listen to, and from an intellectual standpoint, it's very high on intellectual effect for me. I love getting down to the getting that saxophone sound being the bass sound there. That's terrific. I like the way we use what I call the slight variation of that woodwinds. Come on, little brass, come on. Yeah, that's some clarity issues that hurt the effect with that. Oh, yes, cool. Yeah, Malphones, put that burn in there. That's good. Good. Oh, love it, woodwinds. Love it, woodwinds. The fact that you demand with the body sculpting and all going on with the movement with it, even stronger. Come on, bring it out there, trombones. Just bomb, bomb, bomb. Come on, get that coming out. Oh, yeah, love this. Love this back with the Grieg statement. Oh, yeah. Yeah, change that key center there for a second like that. Yeah, bring it all the way up to the intensity level. Bring in the audience right with you to the end. Terrific job. Wow. I am so glad you all stuck around for the rain today. Boy, I really enjoyed that performance. I think what you have really going for you is it's such a great concept of sound that you're able to through the use of the arrangements and being able to get this lovely woodwind choir sound and the appropriate balance with the battery percussion who she had giving you energy to that sound, is really able to come up with a program that is really engaging to the audience. You couple that with using real melody, then you connect not only intellectually for me, but also you connect from an effect standpoint, you know, emotionally or aesthetically with things. And just a terrific, terrific program. A few little minor things on the tape that you maybe could consider.